Everyone, Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on Friday evening, watching some offensive linemen run the 40. Thought I'd hop on and talk to you fine folks from the comfort of my hotel here in downtown Indianapolis. I'm here for two more days. Most of the attendant media is leaving throughout today, tonight. Lots of people don't stick around for the weekend. I have found that because of that, you get a lot more opportunity to meet personnel, coaches, what have you, around the league, because a lot of the media people have cleared out. So I usually stick around for these final 2 days. What's up in the comments section? I love it. Ismail, hey, is Jimmy Graham getting cut? We'll see. Another question Jimmy asks about Hooper from Atlanta, set to be a free agent, the tight end who will be entering his fifth year. Clearly, some familiarity with LaFleur. He was a rookie when LaFleur was in Atlanta. I would think, because of the reported interest in going after or making a run, as Rob phrased it, at Hooper, I think there's a good chance Jimmy gets cut. But nothing is official. As Gutekunst said at his press conference, he wanted to take this week to work through some things, probably undoubtedly talking to his personnel people and or maybe a few agents around the league, though he's not supposed to be talking about other free agents. I'm sure those conversations have come up. Joel, thanks so much for the super chat. That's really kind of you. Thank God it's Friday. I drive by the Cheesehead TV fence every day. Favorite Green Bay / DePere restaurant? I know I should pick like some fancy place like Banky enjoys, but I like Kroll's. I can't help it. Going across from Lambeau, and a big part of it is because of history and memories that I've made with my family and friends there over the years. Kroll's, having a butter burger and cheese curds, whether it's on game day or any other time, I just absolutely love it. I used to sit in the bar area with my grandma and grandpa when I was growing up, because that's how you roll in Wisconsin. Preston, thanks for the super chat. What are your thoughts on Jair's development? I think he's coming along really well. I think it's clear he's a very aggressive corner, and teams like to attack that and try and take advantage of it at times. And sometimes they're successful. But for the most part, I still feel much like I felt at the start of last summer, where, you know, I think his ceiling is an all-pro. He's definitely got the potential to be an all-pro. He just needs to be a little bit more consistent and start coming up with some of these interceptions. Because as I joked kind of later in the year last year, he's often in position if he does not lead the league in being in position to make big plays without making them. If he just starts holding on to the interceptions, I think those accolades will start to come. But as far as how he's developing, I don't think he's reached his full potential yet. And that should be scary for opposing offenses. What injuries did Hooper have? I believe it was a knee injury, but it wasn't a significant one. They're going to see some flashing lights. I'm watching the offensive linemen run their drills. They're 40 right now. Do you think it would make Rodgers mad if the Packers draft his replacement now? Travis, no, I don't. I think Rodgers is in a very unique position in the sense that, you know, everything he went through when he was drafted and Favre saying what he said famously, it's not in my contract to mentor Aaron Rodgers. He's in a very different place now. He and Favre obviously are good friends now. And I think Aaron will go out of his way to make whoever the Packers deem the heir apparent. I think he'll be a great mentor. And I think he'll, I don't know about welcome it. He's always going to fight for his job and try and prove he's the man because he's Aaron Rodgers. And that's what makes him great. But I do think it'll be a very different circumstance. Uncultured Barbarian, thank you so much for the super chat. What's up, Nags? Here's hoping you and the rest of the Packers Nation have a good weekend. Mine is starting out with a shrimp boil. Ooh, very nice. I'm going to be having shrimp later myself over at St. Elmo's. Saul, thank you for the super chat. Austin Hooper, Jay Sternberger, and Mercedes Lewis would be a good tight end group. I agree. And don't forget Big Bob Tanyan, who is coming off of surgery, according to the Green Bay Press Gazette. Jitsu, thanks for the super chat. Name a better bargain than all the content we're getting at Cheesehead TV, subscribers / patrons. I'll wait. Seriously, thanks for everything you do. Thank you for checking it out, and thank you for being a Patreon member. If you haven't signed up yet, it's never too late to join Patreon, patreon.com/CheeseheadTV. $5 a month supports everything we do, and you get exclusive access not only to my podcast, but you get early exclusive access to the Cheesehead TV draft guide. Let's see what we got. Thoughts on Hooper? It doesn't really excite me. I'm content with Big Dog and excited to see what the future holds for Jace. Thanks for your daily content. Like, share, subscribe. Thanks, Nick. I get why they're going after, or, you know, maybe pursuing another receiving option. After last year, I think it's no secret that they need to add some athleticism and some productivity to the receiving core, and that doesn't necessarily have to be at wide receiver. I'm with you. I think Jace is more than ready to kind of take over the mantle, so to speak, at tight end one, but I don't hate the idea of adding more pass catchers, especially with experience that can add to the mix, so to speak. Tell us the exciting Cheesehead TV news. There'll be something to talk about at the draft, but I'm not ready to announce it just yet. Max, thanks for the super chat. Hi from Germany. Love Cheesehead TV. Well, thanks so much for checking it out. It was very nice of you. I know it's somewhat early, but do you think Gutekunst has done a better job finding good free agents as opposed to finding good players in the draft? Evan, we talked a little bit about that yesterday. Yes, I think he obviously, hit it big last year with his free agent signings, but I don't think, it's very early, as you say. It's easy when you've got a ton of cap room to work with and you go and sign four guys in the first 48 hours of free agency. More often than not, yeah, you're going to hit on a couple of those. Now, he did a great job hitting on pretty much all of them. I think Billy Turner's probably the one kind of, not exactly a home run, but it'll be interesting to see how he operates this year with much more constraint on him in salary cap wise. And plus, hey, it's still very early on last year's draft class. I know 2018 is not looking great, but there's still a lot of promise to be held in that 2019 draft class. I would wait off making those comparisons. That's just me. James, thanks for the super chat. Nags, what are you seeing at the draft with inside linebacker? Do you see anything in free agency? I'd be surprised if they did anything other than bargain shop in free agency. I think they'll look at the draft primarily. As I've said, I really hope Kenneth Murray falls to 30, and I hope he's the pick. But we'll see. It's interesting watching these workouts and seeing the times come in and seeing the bench press, the three cone, stuff like that. I don't think there's any – the only prospect I've seen, and that's not an inside linebacker, the only prospect that I've seen a narrative forming around like a disappointing combine is probably Rhaegar at wide receiver. Other than that, guys have been pretty much hitting their mark. Here comes Josh Jones. This kid, I love this lineman out of Houston. He ran a 5.28 the first time, 5.33 the second time. This kid had a great Senior Bowl. I would love it if he ended up in the green gold. Obviously, tackle is going to be a need if they don't bring back Brian Bulaga, and I love Josh Jones. Jitsu, thanks so much again for the super chat. Did you see Schneidman's article about LaFleur getting more involved with the defense? Awesome stuff. I did. I talked to Matt a little bit about that earlier this week. I should be speaking to him again this weekend. And he did say he's been spending a lot more time in defensive meetings. Interesting, always interesting coming off of the performance you saw in the NFC Championship game and his comments about guys not playing with their hair on fire, etc. I'll be interested to see how much input he really is giving slash having in the overall formation of the defense. David, thanks for the super chat. Raji hype is wild this combine. The freezer is ready. I love it. Food question. Evan, what's going on? I'm always hearing you talk about the butter burger at Kroll's. What exactly is that burger? Sounds super good. Oh, sir, it is super good. It's a burger with butter on it. Enjoy. And you can order it with everything or as little as you want. Like, I always get everything like ketchup, mustard, pickles, butter, the whole nine yards. It's so good, though. Ooh, Jeremy, thanks for the super chat. Hayden Hurst or Austin Hooper? Woo! Probably Hurst, but, I mean, he has to. Who knows how that's going to, how that works out. Reese, what do you think Kevin King should expect for numbers on his next contract if he has a similar performance next year as this year? Ooh, that's a good question. Not top shelf. I do think he'll get paid a significant amount of money because talented corners do not grow on trees. And despite what Twitter may tell you, he is a talented corner. Now, he has only 1 year of staying on the field and being productive. let's see if he can kind of do it again, so to speak. I know they're already having that, they have stated to sources that there's mutual interest between Aaron Jones and the Packers, a guy very much in a similar area in the sense of having been injured a lot, finally put it all together, was very productive, etc. Obviously, Jones is much more dynamic and productive. But if Kevin can at least get into next year and show that he can stay on the field and continue to play at a high level, you know, I'll be surprised if they let him out the door. I pity anyone who doesn't have Culver's Wisconsin rules. Go Pack, go. Culver's is great. Have you paused recently to appreciate how much the Bears still suck? No, let's do that now, shall we? God, they really do suck, don't they? That's amazing. Could releasing Taylor, Bulaga, and Graham free up enough money for Clark and Bakhtiari to be re-signed? I mean, yeah, it's never that simple. It's not like a grocery shopping list. But I do expect most of, if not all of those moves to happen as far as the cuts go. And yeah, I think some of that is about operating for 2020, and some of that is for signing long-term deals. Bakhtiari, got to get done. Kenny Clark's got to get done. So the moves are going to be necessary to free up the space. We all know Russ Balk can make magic happen, and he's going to pay as they go traditionally. I don't think you're going to see anything on an extension front for any of those big ticket guys. You'll see some of the smaller deals get done that they want to get done, probably maybe leading up to the new league year. The one kind of spanner in the works, so to speak, is the CBA. I would imagine they're waiting on resolution one way or the other with the CBA before they get going on some of their bigger extensions. Just because if, you know, they get a new CBA, they got to expect new media deals, and you got to expect the cap to rise significantly. And that gives you a whole lot more room to play with. Nicholas, thank you so much for the super chat. Are you confident we are set at safety with Savage? Ooh, that's a good question. Yeah, I liked what we saw. I like his potential. Certainly didn't reach it in his rookie year. You're always looking for more talent. You're always looking to augment what you've got and possibly bring guys along developmental-wise. But, yeah, I think Savage is still has a very high ceiling that he can reach, and he can be a dynamic player in the NFL. He certainly hit a wall last season. I think coming back from the injury, it was never the same. And I look forward to him kind of hitting the ground running, so to speak, in year two. And I do think he's going to take a significant jump. All right, guys, I got to get going. I got to meet somebody while we're watching all the rest of these tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in all week. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm Cultured. Thanks again for the super chat. Culver's may be good, but not as good as old Wisconsin Friday night. Fish fry, especially close to the North Shore. There ain't nothing like it. There ain't nothing like a fish fry in a supper club. That's what I'm talking about. That's pure Wisconsin. I'll be back tomorrow. It'll be my last day in Indy. I can't thank you guys enough for following along, for watching, for consuming all the content. Hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Have a good night, everybody.